Show on 101 KUFO Portland, the only station that really rocks.
901 Adam, 866.
901 Adam. Morning. Seth Meyers is going to be in here from Saturday Night Live. Also, John Cho from Ernest and what the hell is that movie?
Harold and Kumar.
Harold and Kumar go to White Castle. Funny movie. Seen it. Actually, I've seen it in pieces, but I've seen it now like 1 5/8 times. You know, the movies, you never actually see the whole movie.
Why, you get high and pass out?
I was actually high before I saw it, but yeah, you catch it at the 3/4 mark, and you end up watching 20 minutes of it, and then 3 weeks later, you catch the first 18 minutes of it, and then the phone rings, and then eventually, it becomes a mosaic of a movie. Mm. You can, if you stand back and look at it, you can, I recognize it, but if you get too close, you see the grout lines. So, but you know what? It was a really funny movie, and both those guys were really good in it, and John Cho is super smart, because we had him in on Loveline once. Speaking of John's, John Madden is going to be calling in. He's on his way to the Super Bowl. He's taking the Madden Cruiser. Comedian Doug Benson is coming in here. Michael Strahan is going to be calling in. Sackmaster Strahan. I like Strahan. I've never spoken to him and never even met him, so I'll look forward to that.
Big space between his front teeth.
Yeah. He's got that thing Madonna's got. They're really the same person. As a matter of fact, have you ever seen them in the same room together?
Interesting.
Yeah, I can't tell them apart. Yeah.
The funny thing about him also, he loves making fun of the fact that he's got that big space between his teeth.
He does?
Yeah, you would think he would be embarrassed about it, but he's like, you know.
That makes him less appealing to me.
It's really, well, you're not dating him, he's just calling in. It's really one of those things that doesn't really screw your face up that much. I'm trying to think of what does it more, but big gap between your front teeth, not a deal breaker. I don't know why. On a guy, it's weird. Effed up teeth usually says, well, this guy's stupid, but big gap in the front teeth doesn't. It's weird. It's always from Britain and it's from another era. That's sort of what it says. And even on a woman, it's not a deal breaker. It would seem like it would have a bigger impact. There's certain things that seem like, oh, man, that would be bad stuff, and it turns out it's not.
Missing teeth, more egregious.
Missing teeth, or just that weird fang, that double-up fang thing over there, just a buck teeth or the whatever. Even, I'm trying to think of the things that should be deal-breakers, and they're not, and then there's other things that are deal-breakers for some reason.
Tan got a nice fang.
Yeah,
I got the fang.
He's got
is that
thing
the deal breaker for ladies? I don't know.
You like the fang?
They got about 30 things they have to get to before they get to the fang, and then it's
reason,
a deal breaker.
Reason number 237 not to be with Tad.
That's right.
Your face, son.
Let me ask everyone this. So a few things I'd like to talk about. First off, just a sort of off the wall topic. I don't know if you guys wear sunglasses. Some adults do, some don't. No kids wear sunglasses. But at some point, you put on a pair of sunglasses. And I think it's not 15. It's usually like 19 or 20. For some reason, you put on a pair of sunglasses. And then once they come on, you can't get them off because you get used to them. It's like chapstick. I made it through 20 years of life without using a chapstick. And then you pick one up and you go, this would be nice. You put it on. Half hour later, I think I need more chapstick. And then it's like every 8 seconds. And then you're injecting it. You're actually mainlining wax. It becomes addictive, and then what happens is you go travel, you go camping or something, you're on an airplane, you're like, oh, Christ, where's the chapstick? And then you're like Leif Garrett without his rig. Now I'm camping, but I'm shaking, I got night sweats, I'm detoxing, essentially, because I forgot this chapstick, and I never needed it before I started using it. It's really weird. It's like, how does it do? Okay, yeah, puts a little vitamin E and a little wax on your lips, it makes it feel better. But somehow you become dependent. It's physical, it's emotional, whatever it is. Now you need it, and now you're screwed without it. So I guess the moral of the story is never use the chapstick, but sunglasses are that way too. Once it's game on with the sunglasses, then that's it. Now you leave the movie theater after the matinee, and you realize the shades were left in the car, and it's like you're like Count Dracula. Oh, my God. You crawl to the car, pull your shirt over your head. Meanwhile, the guys who never wear sunglasses have no problem.